In the care of tuberculosis, you have several challenges. And the number one, for instance, is how to detect the cases as quickly as possible, because people may go on for months coughing without realizing they, in fact, they have at the beginning, the start of a process of tuberculosis. So having e-learning technology that teaches nurses or teaches those who are in the health post in very rural parts of the country or in the periphery, in the slum areas, teaches them how to recognize tuberculosis. You know, that would be already useful to early detection of tuberculosis. Then the second problem is once you detect the case, you have to treat. Treatment of tuberculosis is not an issue of 1 week of antibiotics, it's an issue of 6 months, let alone if you are dealing with multi-drug resistant TB that require 2 years. So one of the major problems we encounter is that of the adherence to treatment. So how do you ensure that patients adhere after they start feeling well? After 1 month or so of medication, then you feel well. The problem is you have to take them for 6 months, otherwise it comes back. And so the notion of the video observed therapy is very important. It means reminding patients, counseling them on a daily basis, just via video. You don't need to
go on their mobile phone.
On the mobile phone, for instance. Or there are programs now that have experimented the possibility of giving them tablets, right? So they give like little tablets which contain, of course, the video part, and then doing that type of approach allows them to stay at home and be reminded on a daily basis they have to take treatment.
How many people are you going to touch with this new technology?
But ideally, this technology, especially the ones that we are now defining as really very appropriate and very useful, and this is the purpose of this agenda, to sort of prioritize what are the potential tools, should be then, ideally, as I say, should be then applied everywhere for every single patient. If you have tuberculosis and you think that you have to take your drugs for 6 months and you tend to forget, then having someone that reminds you on a daily basis in a pleasant way, whether it is automatic or it is your own doctor, would be something that helps.
Is a telephone really a good replacement for a doctor, though, or a nurse?
Of course, never. All right, so let me just be clear about that. Never. I mean, you always want a human touch and a human contact. But here we are talking about a chronic disease, so to speak, that lasts several months. And you don't want that patient to go to a doctor on a daily basis when they have to walk perhaps 3 kilometers to the next health post. Or sometime, you know, they have to go 100 kilometers to find the doctor, to find the nurse. So it's not feasible. And that's why we are saying use this digital technology when you can. And I'm saying this is just an example, but there are other examples in surveillance now becomes public health management more than care. But, you know, example in surveillance where we have problems with people not notifying the case. Give them a tool like this, which is easy, and then the case gets notified and we understand what's going on.
Are we really going to reach the most vulnerable in society, those who are in the most remote parts of the community?
That will be the ideal situation. And I can say, though, that if you go to any place now in very rural areas, they have mobile phones. That technology exists. It's just a matter of finding the right solutions, give them the additional help that they need to use this technology for these type of purposes, which are related to health.